Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Heasley, and I'll be your host for today's program. It's a brand new day for online ads, part of a series examining the 2012 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year in its series of predictions. This is the 11th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and member firm partners and senior practitioners. Here today to discuss what's ahead in online advertising is Duncan Stewart. Duncan is director of Deloitte Canada Research and co-author of TMT Predictions. Duncan, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me on.
Deloitte is predicting that internet advertising overall will continue to grow in 2012, with the biggest growth coming from online brand spending. So how does online brand advertising differ from other forms of traditional and online advertising?
Well, in the entire ad world, not just online, but online and traditional, there's two kinds of spending. One of them is direct response. In the online world, that's things like embedded email ads, lead generation, paid search. In newspaper world, that would be things like classified ads, things where you put an ad up and you expect somebody to buy something, go to a store, make a phone call, something that there's an actual action that you expect. Brand ads are very different, and in the world of online, those would be things like banner ads, rich media, sponsorships, social media, and video. When you look at the traditional world, we've got lots of brand spending as well. The traditional ad in a magazine or TV ad doesn't expect you to make a phone call instantly. You see it, you think about it, and then one day when you're out there buying a soft drink or a car, then you all of a sudden maybe remember what it was you saw. So brand advertising has been around a long time, and it's very different than direct response. Now, the reason this matters so much is that in the world of traditional advertising, spending on brand is about 60% of the total spend. Direct response is only about 40, so it's about a 3-to-2 ratio. Weirdly, in the online world, it's the other way around. It's more than the other way around. Last year, for example, in the United States, of the $26 billion in online advertising, about $20 billion was for direct response. Brand was less than 1 in 4 of all online dollars. And a lot of people have said, well, that's weird. If brand spending is so great in the traditional world, why should it not be a bigger piece of the pie in the online world as well?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Well, as you probably know, a typical question in the online advertising conversation is, where's my ROI, or what's the ROI? So how do advertisers try to measure return on investment, and how will developments in technology and metrics and things like tracking help to contribute to the growth in online brand advertising?
Well, that's always been the challenge, right? And that's one of the reasons why spending on direct response in online did so well from sort of the period of 2002 to 2010. For the first time, advertisers who had always kind of believed, that old joke, I know that half of my ad spending is wasted, I just don't know which half, all of a sudden in the online world in direct response, you actually had an ability to measure. Here's how many people looked at my ad. Now, here's how many people clicked on my ad. Now, here's how many people bought a thing as a result of clicking on my ad. And all of a sudden, this was wonderful. But one of the challenges is that when you look at the world of traditional advertising, nobody has ever suggested that TV ads don't work. TV is about 42% of global ad spending. Obviously, that money's going there because spending on TV ads is effective, but there is no click-through rate on a TV ad. Most TV commercials run, and nobody has any idea whether they had an effect, at least in the short term. You haven't got those kind of click-through rates as a metric, but you do have data that shows that TV ad campaigns do work, and if you don't spend on TV, then you don't sell as much of whatever it is you're interested in. So when we look at the world of online brands, some of it is not just about what's the ROI, what's the click-through rate, it's about looking at things like, are my sales benefiting, rather than what's my cost per click, what's the number of thousands of eyeballs. So it's not just finding new metrics, it's shifting the entire attitude towards, I need to spend some money on advertising to build awareness of my product and my brand, and over the long run, that's going to generate an ROI, even if it doesn't generate somebody clicking on a link tomorrow.
Yeah, I liked one of the points you made where you said, when was the last time that somebody clicked through on your billboard or clicked through on your television ad?
It's really interesting. It points to that engagement and that interactivity of the online advertising, especially around brand advertising. So do you think this prediction holds true for all types of businesses? Or do you think that large global companies, you know, might be impacted a little bit differently than, say, local or small to mid-sized businesses?
That's a great point. Historically, spending on brand has been much higher for large global businesses. They have the budgets, they have the capacity, they have the willingness to lay out millions of dollars without the expectation that it will necessarily turn into a measurable sale tomorrow. Whereas, of course, much smaller businesses tend to be looking for that instant hit of, if I spend dollars on this marketing campaign, it will turn into revenues and profits within, let's say, a week or a month. So absolutely, we think that large global companies will be the ones who do more of this. What we are seeing is certainly in the area of social. Some small and mid-sized companies have been able to do some effective advertising, but I think if we focus on the idea that it'll primarily be the bigger companies that are doing brand spending, I think that's probably a fair way of looking at it.
What are some innovative things that you've seen brands doing? Like what's the current trends within online brand marketing or advertising?
A lot of it is some very cool stuff. Humor. We've probably seen some of those video ads out there for brands of soap or body wash where, you've got the audience laughing. Sometimes it's pulling on the emotions. There's a famous video going around right now with literally millions of views where people are watching it, and it doesn't even mention what it's for until the very end, yet people are still watching this and feeling an emotional connection with the chain in question. For compliance reasons, we can't talk, of course, about which specific companies are doing this, but I think it's the idea. You know, you can put out a music video with an animation and end up driving people, and this is a real example. I was in New York taping the predictions videos only a couple weeks ago, and I actually went into one of these chain stores as a result of the video I had seen. It had that much of an effect on me. And that sort of ability to go beyond the classic paid search or even the traditional stagnant banner ad, what we're doing is we are learning an awful lot about how brand advertising can best be done. And the answer tends to be not that it's brand or direct response or traditional or online. The best solution for advertisers and media companies appears to be an integrated campaign. Yes, you've got your search, you've got your direct response. Yes, you've got traditional, and you've got online, and you've got brand, and all of those working together, in fact, produces the highest ROI for the advertiser.
Wow, that sounds pretty exciting. Well, I would definitely look forward to seeing what progress is made in online brand advertising for companies of all shapes and sizes. Well, Duncan, thank you so much again for being with me today on Deloitte Global Insights.
Thank you, Stephen.
Visit www.deloitte.com/predictions2012 to access this year's predictions for technology, media, and telecommunications. Visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee, and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.